Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to DSM's conference call. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode, and after the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To register for questions, you may dial star one at any time. If any participant has difficulties in hearing the conference, please press 00 on your push-button phone. And now I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Stephen Houghton. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much indeed, operator. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this conference call on DSM's results for the first quarter of 2016, which we published earlier this morning. Sitting here with me are both Mr. Feike Sijbesma, CEO and Chairman of the Managing Board, and Mrs. Geraldine Matchett, our CFO and also member of the Managing Board. They will elaborate on the results, and after that, of course, are available to answer your questions. Now, we have 30 minutes this morning, or at least until 8:30, so I suggest we get started, but I still need to make one reminder. Today's presentation can contain forward-looking statements, and in that regard, I would like to point you to our disclaimer regarding forward-looking statements as published on our website and in our press releases. I'd now like to hand the call over to Feike and Geraldine. Feike, please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome from my side as well. And before we start it with the Q&A session, as you know, I would like to briefly highlight some of the key points of our announcement this morning. And you can read it also on your DSM IR map app. We are pleased to report that it has been a good start to the year of DSM. And we delivered a strong first quarter in terms of growth, in terms of profitability, margins, and in terms of returns on capital employed, with all businesses of DSM contributing. Looking at the company as a whole, the group net sales in the quarter went up. The group EBITDA was up, even 19%, and it was a strong improvement in the return on capital employed, almost 3 percentage points. We are pleased with the progress that we have made in our nutrition business. We recorded good organic growth in both animal and human nutrition. The human nutrition in particular showed a good improvement with 8% organic growth, albeit against a relatively more easy but comparable period last year. And all the many efforts we have been making in nutrition over the recent period resulted into an EBITDA growth, 15%, and an improved margin up to 18%. In materials, we delivered a robust performance with an increased EBITDA also. This was helped in part by our shift over the recent years already and continued also last year towards a higher added value products in the portfolio. And of course, also the low input cost continued to help and support the margin in materials, although this effect faded somewhat towards the end of the quarter. Wrapping up then, all in all, we are very pleased with our performance in the first quarter 2016, with good growth, organic growth in all businesses, in good margins, improved margins, and good returns in terms of return on capital employed. And while we are pleased with the progress with our businesses in the first 3 months, we recognize, obviously, that the macro environment has not improved since our full-year result, and business conditions are in most markets unchanged. Nonetheless, we are confident that we will deliver in line with our medium-term targets, and we maintain our positive outlook for 2016 we gave 2 months ago. I repeat that, we aim to deliver full-year EBITDA and ROCE increase in line with the strategic targets set out in the strategy 2018 as communicated last November. And with that short introduction, I would like to open the floor for questions. Operator.
Ladies and gentlemen, for your questions, you may press star 1 on your phone. So star 1 for your questions. And the first question comes from the line of Mr. Elko van Groningen of Bloomberg.
Hi, good morning, Feike. Good morning, Geraldine. I was wondering, how are your cost and productivity improvement programs progressing so far?
On track.
Yeah. Very, very short answer. Okay. Because I think I heard you say well on track this morning. So I was wondering if it's going a bit, if it's going maybe a bit faster than you planned, or maybe it's, yeah, I mean, if it's just bang on track. Would you finish maybe early? Any color?
Yeah, given that I made that statement, good morning, maybe I should answer. So as you know, we started all this last year. Last year we locked in about 25 million. What we're seeing is that we're making good progress, and we're already seeing some of the benefits Q1 versus Q1 this year. So that's going quite well, and as we had disclosed last year, our ambition for this year in terms of cost savings is a gross reduction of an additional about 70 million. So we are progressing as we would have liked, and therefore I did indeed say that we're well on track.
Okay, that makes sense. One other question, also one that you had this morning on CNBC and on Bloomberg TV, about the vitamin market. I think you said you see some positive developments, but you don't see that really come through into your results until the second half or maybe even later in the year. What would it be then if it would come through in the second half? How much of a positive effect would be possible?
Yeah.
Can you give any color on that?
Yeah, I mean, it is something that is very interesting right now, because if we compare to prior periods where the general trend was more in the negatives, what we're seeing now is an overall positive momentum out there. Now, we do come from, and particularly in the case of vitamin E, a situation where we were quite convinced that we were at a trough last year. And if you remember, in the autumn, we were already talking a bit about increasing prices. Now, it's nice to see that the spot prices are heading in the right direction. However, it's really important to signal here that these spot prices that are in the public domain actually refer to orders that are most of them relate to Q3. Now, in our business, we lock in prices even longer, and therefore that positive momentum, while we can't deny that this has got, you know, it's good and we will try and make the most out of it ourselves, will be coming towards the second half and more actually towards the end of the year. So it's too early really to quantify, to give either the magnitude or the exact timing. And of course, these are spot prices, and spot prices by definition go up and go down. So for us, it will become, you know, real once we've managed to lock it into contracts.
Okay, thanks. Then a different one from the vitamins, omega-3s. How is that going currently? Because you've been suffering quite a lot in the U.S. in the past few years. Has there been any recovery in that, in the U.S. in omega-3s yet?
Global market growing well, U.S. still no recovery. So omega-3 in the United States is still pretty weak, although we grow in the markets outside the United States. Multivitamin is doing a little bit better, not spectacular growth, but in a positive territory.
Okay, thank you.
Next question comes from the line of Mr. Bart Meyer of AMP.
Good morning. Thank you for your time. Most of my questions have been answered just yet. I was wondering whether you could give some more color on regional developments. What do you see happening in Europe, US, China?
Okay, well, maybe I'll start and then we can combine, Fanka. And so something that I did highlight quite clearly this morning is the fact that we're seeing Latin America being an environment where we have to monitor carefully the markets. We have quite a sizable operation, particularly in Brazil, with, you know, about $500 million of turnover there. And the, as we know, economic growth has not been great. Now, our business, the biggest business we have there, is the animal nutrition business, and it has been holding up pretty well so far. But that is one that we will be watching. And, of course, we have a translation effect due to the devaluation of the real. So in euro terms, there's also, if you want, a reporting impact there. So in terms of geographies, probably Latin America is the one that we're watching the most carefully. Now, do you want to comment on the others?
Yeah, so the markets in general, like Geraldine said, in Latin America, we already mentioned the Americas for the omega, not so strong, but on multivitamins a little bit better. We still believe in the fundamentals, same as in India, urbanization, more use of processed foods, etc., which we benefit from. Europe, some smaller growth, but important, I think, is to mention, and you know the world economy and development yourself, and they are not exciting, is that our plans, however, show a growth a little bit stronger than the market growth. That is what we also mentioned during the capital markets days. And what we have done during 2015, and you see the effects of that, is that we, due to innovation, due to further market penetration, custom-made, tailor-made plans and products, etc., think that we can gain a very interesting position in the markets. And you saw that already in the fourth quarter, and you see that again in this first quarter. And that has to do not only with our self-help programs in terms of costs, but also so-called our self-help programs in terms of our market position. And on that one, we focus also. And that means even in some of the markets which do a little bit softer in terms of growth, we still see good opportunities for our company.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, for further questions, you may still press star 1. And next question comes from the line of Mr. Elko van Groningen of Bloomberg.
Yeah, I want to change the topic a little bit. I want to change to Europe and the investments here in Europe, because ECB President Mario Draghi the other day was making a call upon companies in Europe to shore up investments, because the ECB has done what it needed to do, and now it's up to the companies. What do you make of comments like that? Do you feel your company has done enough already in terms of investments? Do you feel triggered to start investing more in Europe? That's a broad question.
No. We are already investing in Europe. And, of course, you should invest in those regions on what you want to invest. In Europe, we are, even in the Netherlands, to be honest, we are building two big research laboratories for 100 million investments. The first one in materials in the south of the Netherlands is already finished and opened. The second one in food and biotech will most likely be opened in the beginning of 2017. So that's a commitment to research and development, including infrastructure and new laboratories in the Netherlands. Of course, we invest and continue to invest also outside Europe. If I look to our B6 factory in China, if I look to the investments we did over the recent period in the United States. So we remain a global company, remain investing in the world, but it's not true that we don't have commitment to Europe. We have also commitment to Europe. And indeed, I hope that the trust also of consumers and investments in Europe comes back, because that will be good for Europe. And at the end of the day, that's not only consumer trust, but also related into commitment of companies in investments. So I would support that move, as we have our commitment as well here.
Yes, but you don't really recognize yourself in Draghi's criticism that that companies really need to do it now, because you have been doing that already and it's a continuous process.
I never comment on Draghi's policy. I would assume he will not comment specifically on DSM's policy either.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, for further questions, you may still press star 1. And the next question comes from the line of Mr. Andrew Knoll of Bloomberg.
Oh, hi, good morning. I just jumped on a bit late, so apologies. I just wanted to get your thoughts on the DuPont-Dow merger and any implications. You know, obviously there will be some implications for Danisco and so on. But just how do you see that deal sort of changing the competitive landscape? Are there any implications for DSM at all? Thank you.
Well, what you have seen in our business is that our business is consolidating and refocusing continuously already over decades. You see a consolidation tendency, but you see again also companies rechanging the portfolio. What I read in the newspapers, I have not more knowledge, is that first it is a merger and then again a split into three companies and a kind of refocus. And if you look to our company and most other companies in this whole field, they have been looking to portfolio optimization over the recent years. And this is also how we created our portfolio. And to be honest, we are benefiting at this moment very much. That's even our whole CSD and strategy to benefit and to capture the growth that the portfolio we have created over the years is providing. And if I look to the results already fourth quarter and also this first quarter, I think we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
For further questions, ladies and gentlemen, you can still press star one.
Okay, if there's no more questions, then I think we can draw this to a brief close, unless there's one last one who would like to shout.
There is one question. From the line of Mr. Elko van Groningen of Bloomberg.
Okay, that'll be the last question then. Go ahead, Elko.
Hi. Yeah, maybe a last cheeky one in a follow-up to what Andy was asking. From Dow DuPont, do you see any businesses there that will fall out that may be interesting to DSM to shore up your operations?
And you expect me to comment, Elko?
I have to ask, you know that, right?
Okay, and you're free to ask. No, I will never comment on our interest in other businesses, companies, or whatever. Never, ever.
Okay, and fair enough.
In which
thanks,
you can
Mike.
Read
thanks,
no
Jeldin.
In which
sure.
You can read no answer, never.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thanks, and good luck today.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, everyone. Thanks for joining us, and have a good day. And also, before we close the call, I'd like to ask Feike for his closing comments. Feike, please go ahead.
Thank you. And thank you all for calling in this morning. I know it's a very busy morning for most of you with all kinds of companies announcing their first quarter results. All in all, with us, it has been a very good start of the year. We are pleased with our business performance in Q1 2016. Delivered a strong quarter across the board, all business contributing, good growth, organic growth in nutrition goods, good margins, improved margins, solid and very strong in materials, and of course also up in nutrition, even towards 18% at this moment, but also a strong improve in our return on capital employed from 6.8 to 9.8, so that's a good step up in a quarter, to be honest, from last year. And while we remain obviously mindful of the fact that this is only the first quarter, mindful of the fact that the global macroeconomic uncertain environment remains uncertain, we are confident that we will deliver in line with our medium-term goals and maintain our positive outlook as before. Thank you very much for joining. And for the Dutch people, enjoy King's Day tomorrow.
Thank you, Feike. Thank you very much indeed. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this will conclude today's session. Thank you for attending. You may now disconnect your phone, and we hope you have a very nice day.